it's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again, and theme music mentioned on top of the courthouse. If you want to avoid the coronavirus, that'd be a good place to take up station, in the top of the courthouse. I don't think anyone up there, you wouldn't find anyone to begin with. Just kidding. But, that's an interesting, all of you, I doubt if anyone listening has ever been in the area under around the bell, or at least on top. But when the bell rings, it's like a sledgehammer that hits it, and you don't want to be near it because it's deafening. Okay, 11:17 is the time, and we've got a couple of smoothies to give away. We have Panda Express. Let's see, we've already given away one smoothie and one Panda Express. So let me set those aside here. Okay. So I've got a smoothie and a Panda Express left. All right. Now, my next question. I need to get the answer yet for what? I skipped the Acme cleaners. Acme dry cleaners. Do you remember them? They were on... I can't remember what street, but anyhow, we'll skip that because I'm sure no one listening remembers Acme Cleaners. But they were here in 1946. Okay, now, give me an answer where aero expansion bolts. Remember that? Aero expansion? Now, that was a bolt that screwed through a pair of wings. The wings were loaded with a spring, and if you put this through the wall and started tightening up, it gave an anchor, a real good anchor, because those little wings were on the inside of the wall and held on for dear life. But that was the Aero Expansion Bolt Company. Now, where were they located in Marion? Okay. Caller, go ahead.
Wasn't Acme Cleaners over there by the Jewish temple over off?
No, that was Alco.
That was Alco.
Yeah, Mike, what's his name? Mike, you remember him.
He used to have Ripple Creek Meats.
Yeah, the son
McNamara.
Of a doctor. Yeah.
McNamara.
McNamara, yes, Mike. He was a lot of fun.
So, Acme Cleaners, huh?
Yeah, well, Acme, A-C-M-E. Where?
So where was it?
I don't know. I don't see it down here. I guess I thought somebody would tell me where it was.
let me hang up. Maybe somebody will.
It was in Marion as early as 1946, or as late as 19.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking Hay Jars. Hay Jar was just
1 hour clears. Yeah, Hay Jar 1 hour. Yeah.
Was just west of the Isley place.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's where WDIF and all of that was built, the new studios.
Yeah.
In there.
Well, maybe that was Acme earlier.
I don't know.
I remember Hay Jar, 1 hour cleaners, yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Somebody call in.
In fact, there was a realtor by the name of Hay Jar I thought that we bought our house from. Was it Hajar? He was a teacher, I think.
Oh, Nick Hajar?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, he was a coach, I think,
At Pleasant.
Pleasant? Yeah, he got killed in a car accident.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Now that brings back memories, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one, the realtor that sold us our home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe somebody will call in and know where Acme Cleaners used to be.
Yeah, I'm hoping they would, yes. Very
good. Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
See ya. Okay. Or can you tell me where Aero Expansion Bolt was? They were such a handy thing. I'm sure you can still buy expansion bolts. You had to drill a hole in the wall, though, big enough that you'd get those little wings once they're folded up. Push those little wings through, and then once you got them through the wall, they expanded, and you had your anchor. Woo, did you? Okay, but where was that company located in Marion? It was here for a long time. My goodness. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, that Aero Expansion Bolt was out on Wilson Avenue and about the 800 or 900 block on the north side, I think.
You're right, yeah. The corner of Boone and Madison or whatever.
There was also a dry cleaner called Anthony Laundering Dry Cleaners.
Yeah, I remember Anthony used to deliver clean rags to the radio station.
Yeah, that was near downtown on East Center Street.
That's
on the
right.
North side.
On the north side, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a, Okay, so there were quite a few different businesses all alike in Marion at one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, very good. Thanks for your call.
All right, Charles.
Okay.
Take care now.
Bye. Okay, yeah. Aero Expansion Bolt Company. Boy, that was a handy thing to use. And I've used, I don't know how many expansion bolts in my years to anchor things to the wall. Okay, now, okay, let me see here. When I'm writing down some of these questions, I need to complete, I put down abbreviations thinking I'll remember. The trouble is I don't remember. Okay, I've got, now who sold, and I probably asked this before, probably more than once, who was a dealer in Marion that sold Nash automobiles? What was his name? Sold Nash automobiles. Nash was a good car, but I can't remember. I think when, here we go. All right. Yes, caller, go ahead.
That Acme Cleaners, I think, was at 437 Windsor.
Oh, 437 Windsor. Okay, now, that's interesting. Now, those apartments there, the Windsor apartments, were made during World War II to house extra workers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the Windsor apartments. Yes, indeed. If anyone else has any information about the Windsor apartments, weren't they all 1020 Windsor Street? Something like that. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But I understand they were built to help house workers from World War II, the same way with all those brick apartment buildings up on North Prospect Street. They were built to house the overflow of people working in Marion. We still have a lot of people working in Marion, that's for sure. Okay, and here's another call. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Charlie, I think that Nash dealer was Drum.
Yes, you're right, E.E. Drum.
Yep.
Yeah, North Prospect, or North Main Street.
North Main Street, yeah.
Yeah, now, it was right near the new Moose building there. Remember?
Yeah, it was on the, I think the building's still there on that corner.
Northeast corner, yeah.
It's something to do with the church, I
yes,
think now.
Yes, right, St. Vincent something. Yeah,
yeah,
collect used clothing, yeah.
Yeah, I bought a car there years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I almost did. I had, well, I once had a Rambler, and you know, the Nash eventually ended up being a Rambler, made by American Motors, and that was quite a deal at one time when they went from Nash to Rambler and so forth.
I had a 46 Nash.
No kidding, 46. Wow. I've got a phone book. That's where I got a lot of this information from.
Oh, yeah?
A 1946 phone book. Yeah, it's got all the...
I guess I'm eligible for a prize now, maybe.
Oh good, okay. But, yeah, would you like a smoothie or a panda?
What do you have?
A smoothie, a 20-ounce smoothie drink. Or a kid's meal or a junior-sized meal at Panda Express.
Well, let me try the Panda Express.
Okay. And see that right down.
I'll try to get up there and pick it up.
Oh, good, yeah. Now, your first name again?
Carl Mounts.
Yeah, Carl. Okay, it's waiting here for you.
Okay, Charlie, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Carl, yeah. Carl's a good, steady listener, too. Cab. Today is the 11th. Ooh, boy. March is marching on, isn't it? My goodness. Okay. Let's set aside this Panda Express. Okay. Here's another caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, I have a question for you. You said you had a 1946 phone book?
Yes.
And you also said that the Acme Cleaners was around 1946. How come that wouldn't be in that book?
It is. It's in that book. But
What was the address?
The book's at home.
Home Street?
No, at home, my house.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just wondered.
I ought to bring that book in with me. 1946 okay. Telephone book.
Wow.
Oh, and you wouldn't recognize any of the businesses anymore. They're all gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Same way everywhere.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that book at home. It's really interesting to see the style of trucks and everything else that were advertised in there and the different businesses that are gone. Oh, my land. But that's the way with every town. Every single town in America has had businesses coming and going. Now, I was really interested in Bucyrus. They said, what was your favorite restaurant in Bucyrus? And they named all these different restaurants that are gone. And each one, somebody would say, oh, that was my favorite. They had the best pizza or the best this and that. But they're all gone. All right. Now we have one smoothie left here, and it's only 11:28. Ooh, boy. Okay, so let me see here. We got an Aero Expansion Bolt and alloy. Did I get alloy cast? No. Alloy cast steel is located where? What street would you find alloy cast steel? You wouldn't find it there now, of course. Do you know what you'll find there now? An extension of jail facilities. What street is that? For the company called, what was the company called? That was on, where was Alloy Cast Steel located? That should be my question. Where was Alloy Cast Steel located? 740-383-9944. It's 11:29. We'll pause here because we're going to have a little break, and then we'll be right back with 30 minutes more of fun and games. 11:30 coming up here in just a moment. Hang in there. Oh, the phone is ringing. Whoever's calling, stay right there. Barb Fleming? Oh, my goodness. She's calling. I'll talk to her in just a moment. Well, let me see. Okay, yeah, Barb.
Yes.
Yeah, hang in there, Barb. I got a break coming up.
And okay.
So stay right there. Okay, it's now 11:30.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and going to the phone, Barb, hello.
Hello. I thought Acme Clean was right, was between the Ohio Theater and the barber shop next door.
On Prospect Street?
No, on North Street.
Oh, North State, yeah.
The Ohio Theater was in the middle, and they was on the north side, and okay. On the right side was Jimmy Russo's barber shop.
Okay, but now on the north side too, wasn't there Blake's Flowers?
That was across the alley. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Long gone.
I know. enjoy yourself. I enjoy at your age. I'm 90 now, so.
Oh, you're 90?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, oh my land. Well, you got 5 years up on me. Hey, speaking of that, do you remember Pookie, next door?
Who?
The kid by the name of Pookie. That was a nickname across the alley from you, where you used to live on
North Main Street, you mean?
On North Prospect.
Well, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was.
Nope.
I don't know, kind of an ornery little kid, but they called him Pookie.
Oh, it wasn't Mark, was it?
I don't know.
Mark Williams, a good-looking kid?
It could have been.
I think that was Mark Williams.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one I can remember, too, was your, what's his name? Fred's son.
Like your dad.
Yeah. Oh, those were years long gone.
Yes, they were, but I enjoyed those years. It was nice up there in that area for a long time.
Yeah, now it's not quite that way, is it?
I don't know. I haven't been that way for a while.
I see a lot of the drug busts are up that way. But that's the way it is.
Do you remember my dad used to call you early in the morning at 5 o'clock?
I sure did. He called me from Nature's. He was a night watchman.
You played band music, yes.
Yeah, that's. He got me started playing band music, yeah. He was the one.
Yeah, it was good talking to you. You keep up the good work.
Okay, thanks, Barb.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Barb Fleming. My land, how time flies. Oh, she was once a neighbor of mine. Okay, now we return to, I've got the drum, EE drum sold Nash's. Now, here's a good one. Can you tell me what street did they sell Packards from or on? Where was the Packard dealer? What street? 7403399944. What street was it that you could buy a Packard? And I could ask too, what was the Packard motto? It was ask the man who owns one. And I had in my lifetime I've had two different Packards, a 41 I think and a 51 or something like that, a long time ago. Packard. The older Packer was more fun than newer. The newer one, when you sat in the seat, it was so far down you couldn't put your elbow up on the windowsill unless you contorted your body to do so. But the old Packer that I had, the 41, it had overdrive, and it changed colors on the speedometer. The faster you went, the more red the speedometer showed. And the same way with treble and bass on the radio. On bass, or on treble, it would show more red. Those were the days. And it had a running board. Oh, my. But I bought it from a man who had it restored. He was a mechanic, and he rebuilt the top of it. It was in Tiffin or someplace, and a building fell on it and crushed the top of it, but he rebuilt the top. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Okay, now, where were Packards sold in Marion? What street? What street were Packards sold? Okay, here's one. We talked about cleaners. Well, here's one, Spotless Cleaners. Where was it located? Where was Spotless Cleaners located in Marion? And I can tell you exactly where it was. 740-383-9944. Spotless Cleaners. It was five doors east of a certain building. See if you can figure that out. I'm trying to figure it in my mind. Five doors east. And what was the name of the company? Yeah, it was. Did I give you the name of the company? It was five doors east of what? Well, I'll tell you. So I don't think I gave you the answer yet. It was five doors east of the Harding Hotel. Now figure that one out. Five doors east of the Harding Hotel, you would find this cleaner company or cleaners. What was it? Yeah, there were cleaners all over the place. 11:37's the time. All right. I'll give you another one to find. Where, this would be back in the just after World War II. At that time, where would you find the Marion Liquor Store? Yeah. The liquor store was not where it is located today, of course. But where was it? And this had been in the late 40s or mid-40s era. The liquor store. Look that one up. Okay, and five doors east of the Harding Hotel, you would find a particular cleaner. Now, who was it? I don't know how long they were there, but I recall, I would think they were still there in the 50s. Can't say for sure, but I believe they were in the 50s. Five doors east of the Harding Hotel. Figure that one out. And, of course, the linen furniture counted for one. And then there was something else. And then there was a theater. So Spotless Cleaners was located somewhere around the theater, probably. The old theater, which was on the corner of the alley. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, caller.
Yeah.
Wasn't the liquor store there on Campbell?
Well, there once was but that was more recent. The big three. Okay. Yeah.
I knew it was down there somewhere. But one other thing. You're talking about these old factories and stuff being in Marion.
Yeah.
Do you remember the power manufacturing?
The what kind of manufacturing?
Power? Manufacturing.
No, I don't.
They were there on West Center Street. Across from the old Malibu.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I worked there in the 70s. It's all fenced in. It's been closed for years. It's been empty, but it's still fenced in.
Hmm.
That was called Power Manufacturing.
Wow.
We pulled everything by hand. The steel and everything, and made the molds all by hand.
Well, that's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it's on West 7th Street across from the old Malibu.
Okay.
It's all fenced in, and then on the corner there, the alley on West Center Street, there, Powers, was a guy that made signs. I can't remember his name.
Okay.
He made the signs at all.
Yeah, there was once a guy in Marion who was the son of one of the men that worked on the crawler transporter. But he used to be located at the corner of Grand, Grand and Center. He ended up... He's retired now, yeah.
That would have been Fetter, wouldn't it?
Fetter? No, Fetter, he was in the same store after Fetter left. Yeah, that's where he...
Right.
Yeah, I can't... I should remember his name, but I can't.
Right, and you remember the Peerless dry cleaners?
Peerless?
They were there on East Center Street.
Yeah, Peerless, yeah.
You're talking about the different cleaners, yeah.
There's Anthony Peerless, and right. I'm looking for Spotless Cleaners.
Right, I know... I can't remember exactly what was that.
Yeah. Okay,
well, you got Alcove. You still got Alcove out there.
Yeah, we sure do, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you. I was trying to think of what was that, but... And then Alloy Castile, wasn't that on TV?
Let me see. Alloy Castile. No, what street did you say?
Katie.
No, it was... tell you where it was. It was on Rose Avenue.
I couldn't remember. I knew, but I thought it was Arcane. That's where that old building in the corner.
That's where they're going to put the new jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, the overflow jail. Yeah, okay. Well,
right.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, okay. There's a little bit of history there. Where was five doors east of the Harding Hotel, you would find this cleaner. Now, what cleaner was it? Well, maybe that was the Spotless. Okay, I'll write that off. Okay. And the liquor store. It was an entirely different location than it is now, of course, because where it is now wasn't back years ago. It was right near, what's his name that owned an elevator in Waldo. What was his name that owned that elevator in Waldo that bought the house that used to belong to the Strelitz family. And now the liquor dealer would be right in front of that old location. But what was the name? Leon McCorkle. That was the name of the man that bought the Strelitz house. Leon McCorkle. So that's that story. 11:43 is the time. And I still need to know I did mention Spotless Cleaners, didn't I? Yeah. Five doors east of the Harding Hotel. Now, where would that... Who's there now? Five doors east of the Harding Hotel. Who is there today? if you know that, that's something. Or where did they sell Packard automobiles in Marion? Where was it? It was a little more expensive car, but so well built. Do you know where Packards were made? Let me see. I was trying to think. Studebaker was made in South Bend, Indiana. I had an uncle, and his son worked as a father-son team making Studebakers. But where were Packards made? I can't remember. The Packard automobile was made where? But in Marion, they were sold on a particular street. Let me see what's on the street now where they sold Packards originally. There has been two businesses in this particular location right next to where they, I suppose it's right next to where they used to sell the Packard. That was right near the bowling alley. Okay, where was that? You remember the bowling alley? Remember the one on Center Street above Danner Buick, was it? The bowling alley up there? All I can remember about it is when they had tournaments, a guy sat up in a thing he had to climb a ladder to get up on and sit there and make sure that nobody put their foot over the line. If they did, they'd be disqualified. You remember that? Remember that? How many of you listening were pin boys, reset the pins, and I can still hear it down on five. Down on three. Boy. Yes, caller, go ahead. Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, it's now 11:46, and let me see, I had a call there that I had to hang up on. Are you still there, caller? No, okay, well, call me back. Okay, where they sold Packards in Marion, or here's a good one. Name, 1, 2, 3, 4. Name four places that manufactured ice cream in Marion. Four places that manufactured ice cream in Marion. There's a dandy. 7403839944. Where was that? Where was it located? Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, that Packard dealer was on North Prospect Street.
You're right. Yes, he was.
One of the best cars I ever had was a 1954 Packard Caribbean convertible.
No kidding. I had one that was close to that year myself. It was green. And you sat, like I said, you sat so far down, you couldn't put your elbow up on the windowsill.
Yeah, well, this car was very comfortable, and the last, I think I put about 200,000 miles on it.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah, I like my Packards.
And the liquor store was on North Main Street.
Yeah, you're right.
On the west side of North Main Street.
Yeah, what was next to it, you know?
I don't remember what was next to it.
Yeah, and the address I see is 137 North Main.
Yeah, I can't remember what was
very good.
What was near it, but remember where it was.
Yeah.
First place I ever bought liquor.
Okay.
And the liquor store now is out there, Kroger, south of town.
Well, isn't there one on Mount Vernon Avenue?
Well, there's a carry out there, but they no longer have liquor license there. The liquor store moved to the Kroger store.
No kidding? I didn't know that.
South of town, yeah.
What do they sell then next to Denny's? Wine? Beer?
Beer and wine and carry out, yeah.
I'll be doggone.
Yeah, it's still a carry out and beer and wine and I don't know what else.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, very good. Well, thanks for your answer.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay.
Take care now.
Bye. Okay, yeah. Okay, and now let me see. I still, let's see, it's 11:49. I can use the four ice cream manufacturers that once were in Marion. Yeah, everything, just like in any town, Galleon, Bucyrus. Now, I don't know about Upper Sandusky. They still have a lot of stores up there on right downtown. But they have a little shopping center out east of town, too. Okay, let me see here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, we got cut off earlier. I got to get back to that bowling alley above Nanners was called the Palace Bowling Alley.
Oh, okay, well, what was the name of the bowling alley on Prospect Street?
Yeah, the name of the bowling alley on Prospect Street was Buckeye Lanes.
Oh, really?
The old Buckeye Lanes. The guy that owned it, we bowled up there on the Moose Bowling Race. And then when Fran passed on, his son-in-law Fran took it over. And now I went by there the other day. It was changed to Marion Lanes. And I went by the other day, and they got a sign out in front for lease.
Well, I'll be doggone.
And it only had 8 lanes.
Yeah.
But that's where, for years, back in the 70s, early 80s and all, where we all bowled out from the Moose.
Okay. Now, what about then Palace Recreation? Do you remember the boys that had to reset the pins?
They set the pins by hand.
Yeah.
But, we would go up there where I was going to Harding during our semester break and whatever, we go up there and bowl.
Well, okay. Now, we still have, what, 2 bowling alleys in Marion? We have one in the Southland Mall area.
You cut out on me.
Oh, yeah. We have 2 bowling alleys.
Yeah, we went up there during but it was there for years. And the reason why they called it the Palace Lane, because it was right across from the Palace.
Oh, well, that makes sense, yeah. Okay. Well, very good. Well, thanks for your answer. Okay. Yeah, that's Palace Recreation. I remember we used to have, boy, this was a long time ago, when I was an engineer at the radio station, Ed Paulin was the sports director, and we had a bowling show every day. I think it was around 5:15, and Ed did that one. And gave all the bowling scores from the night before. Yeah, but we don't have that today, do we? A bowling show. But Ed did, and it's been quite a while. And it was sponsored by Old Dutch Beer. Now, where was Old Dutch Beer made? Now, there's a good question. What city produced Old Dutch Beer, which had a thing down by the old mill stream. Old Dutch Beer. Yeah, they sponsored the bowling show. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Ed's dead. Ed had worked once for General Eisenhower in the Pentagon. Then he came to work at the radio station. And after he left us, he went and became a professor. Well, he went to Ashland College, got his degree, and became a professor at the University of Oklahoma, I think. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Old Dutch was made in Cincinnati.
It was?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was made up around Findlay.
Well, we always got it in Cincinnati.
Okay, Burger Beer, I know, was from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Burger Beer was Cincinnati.
Yeah. And you know who they sponsored? The Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
Yep.
And back in the day, on Burger Beer, the bars around there in Marion, you would go in and they had a keychain with a little bottle of Burger Beer on it.
Oh.
And they would pass it out. If you wanted one, they would pass it out to you.
Well,
interesting. That was back a long time ago, though.
And boy, that was, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking the Old Dutch Beer was from up around Findlay, but, well, how many, they don't make it anymore, of course. There are a lot of beers that are new, craft beers they're called, but the old ones are going one by one. But then if you look on the internet, you can find all the current breweries, and it's quite an extensive group of brewers. My. 11:54 right now, and how are you doing? What are you doing to to regard the coronavirus? Now, what do they call it? The COVID or something like that? But, so are you concerned? How many of you are really nervous or concerned about the coronavirus? I just wonder how many of you are really, really concerned. Now, they did shut down OSUM, but how long will it remain shut down? And what else are they going to shut down? 11:55 right now. And what do I need answered yet? Oh, the four companies that made ice cream in Marion. Name them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. There were four of them that made ice cream in Marion. And now, who makes ice cream? Oh, what's his name down south on the road? The east-west, Bob Lill. Bob Lill makes ice cream. And he's one of the only ones around, I think, that makes commercially produced ice cream. Is that right? But who did there used to be in Marion? Can you name all four of them? I know you're thinking. Can you come up with the answer? The four businesses that produced ice cream in Marion. Now, we all know one of them was on Olney Avenue. Well, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I can give you two of the ice cream places. I lose them both.
Really?
But I can't remember the other two.
Oh, well, what ones do you remember?
Bose and Ivers.
Bose, yeah.
Bose was down on Neighbor Street.
Yeah, right, right.
They were Martino's.
Yep, so there's two others that made ice cream.
Yeah, I can't remember them.
Okay.
I'll give you those two.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, Bose and, there's two, Bose and Borden's. Borden's is on Olney Avenue. Bose is on Belle Fountain Avenue. But there were two others in Marion that made ice cream. And there was one related to a church. Now, what would that be? It's a name related to a church. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Then you have Parrish Ice Cream. And,
yeah, that's the one related to a church, Parrish.
Yeah, and Borden's.
And Borden, yeah. It was Isley's, Borden, Bowes, and Parrish.
Right.
Okay, good enough.
All right, Charlie, and your Alloy Castile was on Rose Avenue.
Rose Avenue, you're right, yes. Very good.
All right, Charlie.
Thank you.
Have a good.
Okay, yeah. There are a lot of things in Marion and elsewhere that are no longer around. And that's the way it is. Now, Glenn Coble is going to be on today at 12:15 with a guest. What was his name?
Mike Larson.
Mike Larson. Any relation to Larson's in Marion?
Probably not, because it's spelled L-A-R-S-E-N.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was trying to think of a Larson. Who else was a Larson in Marion? I can't. Oh, it's a common name, Larson. Must have been a coach or something. Yeah, I think it was a coach at Harding. Yeah, Gordon. No, was it? I don't know. But it's 11:58. I do know that. And we've got everything answered for today. Five doors east of the Harding Hotel with Spotless Cleaners. Ice cream makers, Isley's, Borden, Bowes, and Parrish. Liquor store on North Main. Packard sold on North Prospect Street. E.E. Drum sold Nash on Main Street. And Aero Expansion Bolt was on the Boone Avenue, or right in that area of Boone. And Alloy Castile on Rose Avenue, where they're going to put that new jail, because our jail is so crowded. Can you imagine? We're paying $60 a day to house a criminal. And isn't that, when you think about it, what's worse, letting them loose or paying $60 a day? Oh, my goodness. Oh, and then Schlereth transfer. And that,
isn't that what it costs at Motel 6?
Yeah, right. Might as well. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they could just about put them up. Yeah. But they'd have to hire a guard, too, yeah. Well, this other way they do, too, on Rose Avenue. Okay, we got to run. We don't have to, but we will. So Glenn can come in here. And he'll be on at 12:15. So that's it. It's now 12 noon.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.